And so as you settle your body and just find that just right spot with the solid support beneath you, and just give yourself this opportunity to let that solid support beneath you hold you. Just simply hold you. As you begin to breathe deeply, three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply. Three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as you begin to release and let go. And these deeper breaths do send the message all around and all through that now is the time to go within. Now is the availability, the opportunity to bring more calm, more comfort to your whole being. And in fact, as you find yourself transitioning now from those three deeper breaths into your normal, natural rhythm of breathing, invite an image of calm. Invite an image that stands for calm just to pop up in your mind's eye. An image of calm. And let's come to know about it. Begin to notice about this image of calm. And perhaps become aware of the essential somethings that sort of grab your attention about this image that stands for calm. And then begin to be aware of how you feel by being with this image of calm. And in knowing how you feel by being with it, that can begin the communication, the connection with calm more easily, as though you could just let calm know how you feel by being with it. And then, with this communication connection between you and calm, it's as though if you could imagine letting calm and you sink right down deeply into the deepest center within you, where calm becomes more you and you become more calm. And therein, calm kind of responds to your feeling and begins to grow and expand all around and all through. This image of calm begins to evolve, extend, expand all the way upwards to the top of you and all the way down to the tips of your toes. All around and all through, calm. Everywhere, into every nook and cranny of you. And then as it fills your whole being, your whole physical self, it's as though calm now begins to extend outwards from the skin outwards at least 6 inches or more into the mind space. A buffer of positive, energetic calm all around you, all around and all through. And that buffer of positive energy is almost like a calm boundary all around you, yet allows for all the good, the positive, the true to come through to you, and yet any negatives from outside are just completely dissipated, or they bounce right off this buffer of energy of positive calm. They whiz right by. They cannot enter. Yet all the love, the good, the positive, and the true can come through. So from the inside to the outside, calm all around, all through. From the outside to the inside, calm all around and all through. Where it becomes available for you now to notice it's time to take a sojourn. And some may say that making a visit to the Red Rock Desert is a good place to go. Clearing the mind can often bring more for the soul. Seekers often go to Red Rock Desert. It's been said there is a fire pit there, not too high up, on a ridge somewhere. Well, that fire in the pit is always burning, and it's ready to burn away doubts or fears or bad habits and stress. And you, with the calm all around and all through, as a buffer of energy all around, you're available for connection to this, because wondrous tales have been told about others who have climbed up the gentle sloping curve of the Red Rocks to that ridge, letting go of what they no longer needed or wanted. They tossed the old into the fire pit. Now, if someone were to do this, they would have figured out the way to prepare for such a journey, for comfort and security they would allow. You see, it seems as though there is transformational power with that fire pit. Many have reported to receive ancient knowledge from taking this journey at twilight in the stillness of this desert, sitting alongside the fire pit, noticing everything with their senses. What is seen, what is heard, touched, smelled, felt. Sensory awareness is high. Letting go. Tossing it all in. Then quiet. Quiet relief. The quietness of your easy breath. As twilight turns to night, and the night sky becomes ablaze with stars. Secure to receive what more may come for your soul. You are still. And in this stillness, perhaps more comes to you, almost like you've been given an invitation, an invitation to let yourself begin to visualize and imagine walking through the archways of the zigzagging pathways of change. It's because you've received this invitation to walk these paths in the stillness now, because you're ready to let go of more of the old, and pick up the new. And by doing so, you will feel a renewed spirit after walking the zigzagging pathways. Deeper confidence and peacefulness within are sure to be some of your gifts from walking the paths. So now, even as you are in that stillness, begin to doubly imagine, as though beginning to get a sense of an even deeper inner expanded landscape. And you'll find that the gateway entrance to the pathways and their archways is easy to allow. And in your relaxed state of being, already having left much behind, having tossed it into the fire pit, that maybe there's one more thing right now, something more that you leave behind. And walking through the gateway takes you on the first zigzagging pathway. And to leave something more behind of what you no longer need or want, simply breathe long, deep breaths. Breathe it out and let it go. And as you breathe it out and let it go, the gateway entrance opens to the first zigzag, where hope is awaiting you with a warm and loving greeting. Meeting up with hope means that you walk along together now, side by side. Throughout the rest of the zigzags, you go together. Walking and talking with hope begins to be your first upliftment. And what's that essential thing about hope that brings a brighter something? Let hope skillfully and lovingly be ever present with you as the pathway continues zigzagging. And before moving from this pathway to the next, you begin to see the archway up ahead, and you know that maybe there's something more that you're ready to let go of. Hope is there to help you and ever present by your side as you breathe long, deep breaths. Breathe it out and let it go. And with hope's help, the letting go of the old is accomplished, and the next pathway of zigzag is revealed. And so going forward is to walk through the next archway to find positive energy, happily recognizing you. Positive energy offers an embrace, and the sun shines brightly, and you begin to feel lighter and more in the flow. Positive energy helps you to build up inside, and that allows you to know it's okay to have feelings and move through them. And so now, with hope and positive energy on either side of you, the second upliftment begins to take place as the zigzagging continues. And even though those zigzags happen, it is the dominant vibration of positive energy that helps you to restore and promote better feelings within. And as the next archway is made known to you, simply breathe again, and it becomes easier for you. So just breathing again, breathing it out, let go of something else. Let go of the old with those deep, long breaths so you can continue moving forward. Passing through the next archway goes very smoothly for you because healing is happening right now. Healing is there, ever present, moving through your body and all around through your mind. Healing gives you tender, loving care, so that you know healing is happening in every single moment. And with hope and positive energy on either side of you, the forward motion comes from your team, and a third upliftment takes you to the next level. And the zigzagging continues. Yet you hardly notice because your team effort is so strong. You do seem to sense that another archway on the next zigzagging pathway is just up ahead and around the bend. But now a deep self-confidence is beginning to grow with hope, positive energy, and healing all around you, all with you. And so again, with long, deep breaths, breathe it out, just simply breathing. The team together helps you with this letting go process. Breathe out more of what you're ready to let go of. Let it go. Breathe it out. And as you pass through the next archway, you realize, going through that next archway, you realize that self-confidence is now fully fledged and carried within. Your team all around of hope, positive energy, healing, and self-confidence are strong and bright. Four square strong, and the fourth upliftment has now come about. And then, here it is, another zigzag, as another path makes itself known. And on this pathway, many people ask themselves questions, and all the while, it seems that as these questions come up, all the pathways are mixed around together, and for a moment, you might wonder if this is a roundabout or a maze. But hope, positive energy, healing, and self-confidence are there, all pointing the way to the answer, which is just through the next archway. So you keep moving forward. Keep following the pathway. Move forward. But first, let's breathe again. Some long, deep breaths. Let more go. Let more go. Hope, positive energy, healing, and self-confidence are helping all together now. This is your extraordinary team helping you to breathe it out. Let it go. Let it all go. And finally, through the archway you see it, gleaming, the unmistakable, the unshakable, courage. Courage. Passing through this archway, courage is the crowning glory and only exists because of hope, positive energy, healing, and self-confidence. And the fifth upliftment lifts you to the highest now, and courage becomes at the center of it all, helping to evoke an attitude that says, it begins to be more possible. That going through, that going forward, even with all this zigzagging around on the pathways, there is something positive coming toward me from around the bend. And at this point, you begin to feel a little more in control of your mind and your body. Even though the pathway has lots of twists and turns, you start to get a sense of how far you've come. It could be you soon find a new determination. And you discover that the pathway begins to be more even, less and less zigzagging, more and more a straight-ahead pathway. And that's when you move into a deeper level of understanding of who you really are. and what you really want of life. Happiness. And it takes courage to choose happiness. So with that, there's another internal voice that services, a voice within that says, more and more each and every day, you're becoming comfortable with choosing happiness. Moving forward is easier. And more often, the feeling is familiar that you can do this. And then it's time to breathe again. Long, slow, deep breaths. Just simply breathing. Your spirit is renewed. Your spirit is renewed right now. And your spirit is thriving. And the archways of the zigzagging pathways are further and further behind. And the road ahead becomes more doable with hope, positive energy, healing, self-confidence, and courage as ever-present companions. And that brings you the sense that all around you in this place now, where you begin to realize under the stars, by that fire pit, in the stillness of the imagining, that you have taken a long journey and have moved through all those zigzagging pathways to reclaim an ownership to the straight ahead, forward motion ahead. With peace and strength, clarity, and well-being as each day unfolds. And so while you have been secure to receive what more may come for your soul, it has been received. And you are at that Red Rock Desert experience high above by the fire pit under that starry, starry night. And in the stillness, the journey taken has brought you so many good qualities. Let yourself feel those good qualities of all your images and know that they are so appreciative of you for taking this journey today. And that right here and now, this positive reinforcement that's taking place deep within you, as you allow it to become part of you, that you are empowered by this time and the stillness where you released and let go. And you powered up to become more and more connected to hope and positive energy and healing and self-confidence and courage as ever-present companions. They're always there for you. You can turn to anyone or all of them and come to know the helpfulness they provide for you. And so, because you have been willing to take this journey today, you are better for having done so. And so you are. And as the images fade for now, because of this positive focusing, you can only have positive results. And as they fade, the strength of them stays with you as we reinforce the goodness of it all now at zero and begin to bring back the good, the positive, the true, and the beautiful from this experience now at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake and alert.